Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Joan King is here. Joan C. King is a person who has led a very interesting life. She began her life, her professional life, in a world of introspection as a Dominican sister, and she then transferred from that, and we'll get her to tell us about that process, to a life of science. So she's led a life of contemplation and a life of science, and put those two together, which has produced something you and I can benefit from, which is called a book that she's written called A Life on Purpose, Wisdom at Work. And she's our new friend, Dr. Joan King. Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. Joan, tell us about, you began, as I said, you began as a Dominican sister, a life of introspection, and what was the process that made you turn from that contemplative life to one of science? That's an interesting combination.
Well, I actually was also doing science when I was a Dominican sister.
Yeah.
Because I graduated with a major in chemistry. And then I began to teach chemistry at the college, St. Mary's Dominican College in New Orleans. And every summer would go off to various schools like Florida State or American University or CCNY and study advanced nuclear physics and chemistry. So I was doing science, but my main focus there was introspection. And when I entered the convent, I did it for the purpose I thought I would touch the essence of life and really spend my time in knowing what made life what it is. And what I found after I spent a lot of energy initially in just studying all the chemistries, and when I kind of had that under my belt and was teaching, I got to the point where there were so many rules and regulations that I felt that I was being crushed by them, and that I was being made, if I stayed, I would have a facade that looked perfect, but it would be an empty shell.
Ah.
And so if I believed in the energy within me that was urging me to a more expansive life, then I had to leave in order to pursue that. And
so this was not necessarily an indictment of the world you were in. It was just that you grew, and you grew in a way that you couldn't have known when you first joined the order.
Absolutely, you've said it beautifully. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what do you think is the most important thing that you took away from that transition? That because there are a lot of people out there right now, Joan, having to make that kind of a decision. I have a business that's not working. Is it time for me to change? I used to have a job. I used to be an employee. I don't have a job now. Should I become a business owner? On and on. There are lots of life changing decisions being made right now. Maybe more than ever before. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely so, because I think one of the things that we've learned is that what we looked for as milestones of security, the job that would last 20 years, et cetera, doesn't exist in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the seminal point of that decision for me, and this may appeal to many of your listeners, is looking at me from the outside in, I looked like I fit beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I taught all the chemistries. I'm a good teacher. I looked like, to them, I was prospering. So if I believe, but I knew inside I was being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the issue of, do you pay attention to what people think about who you are, or do you pay attention to the truth of who you are?
That is huge. Would you say that again? Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Joan.
Do you pay attention to the outside of what people think of who you are, and live to those expectations? Or do you live in accordance with the truth of who you are, which might demand that you disappoint them, that you do something different, mm-hmm. and that they have a picture of you, but they don't have the picture of all of you. And there's a lot of you that maybe hasn't been expressed mm-hmm. yet. And I can say that in neuroscience and now in my business, which I founded in 1998, I have come to the point now where I can integrate all the pieces. Back then, though, I was confused because everybody thought I was a perfect fit. I knew inside.
Well, it is a thermonuclear decision to leave a religious order.
Oh, you got it.
I mean, that's tectonic, isn't it?
It's the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life, and one I'm very glad that I had to make at the age of 28, because it set the course of my life, that I would live in accordance with the truth of who I am mm-hmm. and not what people expect.
Imagine the people she had to tell that she wanted to leave a religious order. The Dominican.
Including my mother.
Yeah, your mother.
She said, I just got used to you being there, and now you're leaving.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this think about, imagine those decisions. So how did you, the title of your book is A Life on Purpose.
Yeah.
Is that what we, did we just describe that, a life on purpose? And by that I mean my purpose, not your purpose. In other words, I'm living my life for my purpose, not someone else's purpose.
That's correct. I really think, you know, that I begin the book by calling this first chapter a new story. And I love the fact that there is a futurist who talks about the fact that we are in a world of crisis right now. And that because the old systems don't work and the new ones are not in place. And his name is Alan Fricker.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are between stories.
Yeah,
but and this was
Joe. Hold on to that thought because we got to take a quick break. How do we find your book?
You can find it on my website, cellular-wisdom.com, and on Amazon, and it will be in bookstores soon.
And we're going to talk about cellular wisdom when we come back. But you know, as you were talking about this, I was reminded, and I think I'm quoting this correctly. Shakespeare's Polonius said to Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true." A Life on Purpose. That's the title of Dr. Joan King's book. 20 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.